Mood on you.
Mr. Medlars.
You better run for cover.
Administrative Office Building Chimney and Stair Repairs Project Number 16-30. Bid rejection. That's not good.
Mr. President, council members, yes, it is not good on face value, but I'd like to say I cannot with good conscience come back to you to recommend an award to a project twice over the engineer's budget. I believe the engineer's budget is accurate. And due to the complexity, we actually had a mandatory pre-bid meeting, which is unusual for us. Do this very rarely. However, in this particular case, we wanted to make sure all the approaches were covered so people would be bidding it honestly and
sure.
Fairly and squarely. In the end, we only got one bid, so being that much over budget, receiving only one bid, I see no other option but to recommend a different approach. Now, we had discussed that different approach initially, and this will now, with your concurrence, be implemented. Is we need to address the steps. They have been closed for too long, and we need to move forward. There is great interest in the steps. There's a number of masonry companies out there. They can do the work. Let's separate the steps from the very complex chimney work. Let's try to rebid the chimneys, and the ceiling, which the Buildings and Grounds has done, has held up reasonably well. We have had no major leaks, so we did buy ourselves some time. We know the problem on the chimneys is the flashing. We have identified it. We know exactly what it is. So if nothing else, we may come back to you with just three chimneys, not all of them, because the ones which leaked the worst in the past, if we just fix the flashing there and rely on the ceiling on the others, that may be the approach which will get us in the overall approved budget by council. So
okay.
With that said, no, it's not my most desired thing to do, but I think it's the best thing to do.
And the chimneys are all decorative.
Affirmative, yes.
So, I mean, we're still trying to, I mean, these leaking chimneys that have been festering since the place was built, isn't that right?
That's correct.
If we eliminate, you say there's a possibility of eliminating some of them?
No, just not. You see, we have identified the three worst leaks, and if we only did the flashing on these three particular units and rely on our sealant, the improved sealant,
right,
on the others, we may be able to get this within the budget and everybody walks away satisfied.
I mean, would it be cheaper to eliminate them and just go over those holes, those decorative areas?
Councilman, the demolition is not very easy. It's the access to certain pieces. You see, I think we would pay almost as much to demolish them than if we were to repair them. And obviously, mm-hmm. We do have some historic appearance requirements. You know, the town would have some say in this if we were to just...
Well, I didn't say get rid of all the decorative chimneys, but... If we had, you know, how many do we have up there, approximately?
11.
11 decorative chimneys.
About a dozen up there.
Really?
Shows you how
just
much.
Just something else Mr. Cole approved.
Some of them you can.
I guess. I guess I voted for it.
We looked at some of them you can't see from the circle, obviously, so they would be the first ones on the list.
And just breaking them up and throwing the bricks over the side?
Yeah, we can't throw down the chimney.
Fill the chimney? All right.
Because there is no chimney.
All right, I would just think if we keep having this problem, if we eliminated some of the ones you can't even see, I can't imagine anybody would have much heartburn with it as long as we didn't get rid of all of them.
Yeah, there you go.
But anyway.
You have a motion, sir?
We do have a motion. Be removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that all bids for contract 16-30-Sussex County Administrative Office Building Chimney and Stair Repairs be rejected and that the contract be rebid as separate contracts.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved, Mr.
Motion,
President.
Mr. Cole.
Try to fix
second.
Chimney.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
I do. No. I
Mr.
just
Arlett.
I mean, was because it was brought up I I'm curious, but I mean, the chimneys, I mean, they're were never fireplaces. Is that a true statement? Where these chimneys exist, they're just truly decorative only?
That is correct.
And that is a requirement of the town of Georgetown?
When the building was redone.
Well, it was a my recollection was historical. It was a historical building, which is only 70 years old, so I guess 70 was historical. Mike, you're getting historical. But the old post office, right, Everett, wasn't that old, but it was deemed to be historical. So then the state historical people got involved, and they had to approve, I think, our final drawings. And so my recollection is, you know, the architects came up with these chimneys, and why we got 11, I can't imagine the historical people were concerned if there was 11, 10, 8, or 6, but I guess there was a certain look that this building was supposed to achieve, you know, historical look, to preserve the old post office where we are sitting now. But that was a replacement of the old hotel, so, and it wasn't really that old. But under current guidelines, I guess with money we got, I guess we got federal money, right, Todd, to do the project. Some of it was whatever, but I mean, there was probably state money, or somehow we got involved with the state and mandated that we have this, all these decorative chimneys.
There you go.
Have the historical appearance.
Right. But again, my thoughts were, if we could eliminate some of the chimneys that were causing leaks, we may not have leaks in the future, because this has been going on since the building was built.
So it's perhaps isn't a chimney issue. It was a builder issue as it relates to the quality of work.
Well,
maybe
don't bring up any names.
Well, you know who did it, but that's not relevant. The fact is, if there's been an issue since day one, there's been an issue. So
stating as a fact due to the investigation that the flashing on the chimneys, that the one we examined, was not installed in accordance with the detail shown in the architectural drawings. That's a
there
factual statement.
So this plan will resolve these long term?
Yes, if the flashing is installed appropriately, that is a long term solution.
There you go.
Okay, any more questions, Mr. Wilson?
I'm not a builder, but I put flashing on my chimney and I haven't had a leak since. That's 50 years, 60 years.
You did it right.
Yeah, you did it right.
It seems like this has been built in the last 10 years. You at least know that much.
There were some issues with the turn of the flashing and how far it was turned.
I've been up there and looked this over. I seem like maybe we ought to be able to grind out some mortar and put flash in there somehow by tearing this all up.
I think we do have a solution moving forward, and you will see us again.
There you go.
That's why you get the big bucks.
Okay, we're going to take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
And I do have a question for this gentleman. I don't know whether this is proper to bring it up here or now, but we have a business at 24-1, and I'm pretty sure it's on sewer. Right in that area, we would be that would be served by sewer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Then why would Clean Delaware be coming in to pump something out of it?
The only thing I can imagine, just try to think of the top of my head, would be that this particular business may have a grease trap or oil water separator.
Okay, so that might be that.
Is it a commercial operation?
Yes.
Well, that's what it is.
Which
is it a restaurant?
Yes.
Well, that's what it is. It's a grease trap.
Okay, then we're not talking about pumping sewer.
No, we're talking about pumping grease waste.
They clean more than one.
We don't want that in our sewer system.
That's right.
Mrs. Deaver.
Thank you for that information, and that's a relief.
Gums things up.
That's a relief. Thank you.
Next, sir.
The next one, just for the record, I'd like to state the engineering department does not take any schedule changes to the agenda of the council very lightly. However, from time to time, opportunities arise which are strictly timeline-driven, and they coincide with the setting of the agenda. And this particular one is such an incident. And I hate to come back to you with change order requests, which are after the fact. So in this case, it was you were somewhat in a particular hard spot. Either way, we either make the agenda agenda modification request to our administrator or bring a change order after the fact. Both are not very desirable. In this particular one, it is an opportunity. You know, we're doing yesterday was the kickoff to the lining repair to the main crossing of the runway, that drain pipe, 24-inch drain pipe. We're also working on a taxiway pavement repair. In this particular design, we did an investigation where we found that one of the drain lines under the taxiway is clogged. You know, not a big deal. Okay, we get environmental services out to assist us in the cleaning of this particular line. And when this was done, some pieces of the original terracotta clay pipe came out, which stems from the 40s when the airport was built. And that led us to the further investigation to actually camera this line And that happened just a few days ago, and we realized that it is compromised to the point that it is warranty. Either we have to open cut the tax away and repair the line, or we will have to line it. Now, total coincidence, we have a lining company on site. We requested a change order. The change order price is significantly less than an open cut repair. Hence, I'm coming before you today to give you this opportunity to see whether you'd like to go along and give a change order while these folks are on site this week to allow them to line the terracotta pipe, which is the taxiway drainage pipe, or a crossing of the drainage way, the drainage pipe under the taxiway. Hence, here we are.
And that means you have a motion?
We have a motion for you to consider, which would be be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the change order number one for contract number 16-16 runway 422-24-inch storm drain lining project be approved, increasing the contract amount by $8,580 for a new total of $62,929.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
I see here that by doing this while they are on site, the county will be saving approximately $6,000.
County will be saving $6,000 if we had done it as another lining, separate lining job.
Okay.
Because of the this is fairly complex equipment to mobilize. However, it's further savings if we had to do it as an open cut, if the line had completely collapsed and we get a sinkhole in the taxiway.
Okay. So the other question I have is, because this is, and again, I don't know, you would know the process here, but as far as the open bid process, is that an issue by doing this in this way?
No, this is percentage-wise and amount-wise a total legitimate add-on to the contract we have.
Okay, very good. I just want to hear that from you.
And I got something real quick.
Mr. Cole.
You said compromised, and I also read in here it said this was left over from original construction of that airport. That means it's very old.
It is. Stems from the 40s, yes.
All right. Compromised, does that mean caved in?
Compromised means significantly cracked with certain pieces already broken out of the pipe.
Okay, so it's not caved in, and we videotaped it, I guess?
We know that it has not collapsed and can be lined.
Okay.
But it has the potential for a collapse any day.
Well, would the lining then prevent...
The lining will give it full structural...
What is it? I mean, I'm not sure.
It's a PVC line on the inside.
Okay. And it's a 24-inch piece pipe going inside, correct?
It's a full PVC pipe on the inside of the clay pipe, mm-hmm. Yes.
Your crotter is more like an old...
orange bird's stuff.
Like a clay pot. Mm-hmm.
Like clay, isn't it?
It's about like clay, right?
Yes, yeah, it is. It is clay. It's right. Vitrified clay. It's a step above orange bird. I wouldn't compare it to that,
okay.
But it's more close. Mm-hmm. And the old clay pipe, like we see here, is an unreinforced clay pipe. We still have clay pipe today, but it comes with fiberglass reinforcement, much stronger.
That's all.
Thank you.
We learn?
We're going to vote? Yeah.
Yes.
Any questions? Is it Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Next, we are John Ashman. One of our favorite subjects, sewer districts.
That don't work. That'd be a bad backup.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm here for the proposed Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. This is for a boundary resolution. I appeared before you on June 14th to request permissions for the engineering department to prepare and post notices for a public meeting to establish the proposed boundary for the Chapel Branch Sewer District. The engineering department held a public hearing on July 14th, 2016, with the communities of Oakcrest Farms, Chapel Green, and the properties in between those two communities. As stated before, both of these communities will be able to renew their permits with DENREC at this time, but when the permits come up for renewal again in 2021, both systems will require significant and costly upgrades. The communities approached the county about taking over the operation of their on-site systems and conveying effluent to the inland base facility. In order to create a single sewer district instead of two separates, the engineering department included several properties in our proposed boundary. And at the public hearing, and since, we have received requests from several parcels to be included in the boundary and have adjusted our boundary accordingly. Therefore, the engineering department would like to present the revised boundary to council as our recommended boundary and request that council vote on a resolution establishing this as the Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District boundary to take to a referendum vote. Should the resolution pass today, the referendum will be held on October 14th, 2016, from 4 to 8 p.m.
Would you point out the new?
We'll point out the new.
I just see the whole thing. I don't know which, who is recently asked to be included.
We actually added parcels up here.
Okay.
Removed a section here that asked to be excluded, and I believe this parcel was added as well.
And that's been added then.
Is there any proposed development for that new area, that larger area up in the top of the acreage?
Not up to the top. The request was from one property owner who owns three of the parcels. One is a land lot, which allows us contiguousness, and the other large parcel the same way. That allows us a path down to stay in the district.
All right, because I always get concerned when we start extending sewer districts to vacant land with no plan or no nothing. It just basically encourages, you know, more development where we have problems, but we don't know what we're getting. I like getting a proposal and then extending it to that proposal, and then we know what we're getting.
Look at that for that reason.
This just what this does, it I know, but it adds to the speculation. For we're helping people speculate their property by providing a putting them in a sewer district. We're enhancing their value, and just I don't like when the government comes in and enhances somebody's property values. I'd rather let the marketplace do that more so. But anyway,
Where the circles grow around there, and it's blank spot there. Do we have the right to go across that if we want to? Okay, or can they say no? Does
this road?
Will King Road? No. Kenny Lane.
Above where we just draw the red circle there.
Above that here.
In the white area, I think you're talking about where the white is.
Yeah, where the white area.
We had your circle with the white area. That they want to be excluded.
Yes, they'll be excluded.
And so we haven't got to go across that property because we're going to cross the back way.
And if they turn us down and say we can't come across, can they do that?
We'd have to condemn it. We condemnation or something, Sam. But
where's the radio station?
You can answer that.
It's right there.
exact parcel, not sure. It's
okay.
But it's
right in that area. Okay.
Well, with all this crap coming out of that radio station, we need to get them on sewer.
Is this the very one that you're on every
That's
Tuesday morning?
That's the show I'm on. That's right, okay. Especially at 7:40 on Tuesday mornings.
Commissioner Netlar, you answered Wilson's questions.
Yes, Councilman Wilson's question about the process. When once the sewer district is established and the preliminary engineering reports are prepared and submitted to the funding agencies, preliminary layouts are identified. As the design solidifies, you look at the options, you try to obtain the easements for the most opportune design. However, you may end up in a roadblock where you cannot obtain an easement for the most opportune design. Then you have to look at alternatives. If you can prove that there are no viable alternatives, only then you would ask this body for a consideration of action in accordance to an eminent domain. So there's a number of steps, and engineering feasibility plays very prominently into that process. Okay. That's why you see it very rarely used, because we try to come up with, let's say, technical alternatives to a degree. There are certain things where you cannot make much, there are just very few options.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
In this case, so you'll see us come before you few and far between.
That's why we're
have another question.
That's why we draw circles around this, right?
Yes.
Try to come around it.
Any more questions?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mrs. Dealer.
I thought we were working with Connolly's Chapel Village on these, on this, on sewer problems, no? They have not come into this at all?
Nothing with Connolly's.
Far as you know, everything's perking along and then over there with their unit.
We have heard nothing from them.
Okay, well.
We will assume so at this point in time.
Why, have you heard something?
No, we haven't.
I thought there was some issue. Okay.
And one last thing, Mr. President.
Sure.
Just something, I know when we do these districts, we go buy some farmland, even though they're in a district, they can all of a sudden say, we want to be exempt. So, I mean, are these larger parcels that are still being tilled able to come in and say, you know, put us in the sewer district, but exempt us from any charges? And then so we're not really, in other words, we've benefited them by putting them in a sewer district for their land value, but then we're not, the county's not seeing any difference in whatever, they're being able to bail out of any costs associated with that enhanced value to their land. I mean, is there farmland exemption issues possibly here?
No, I don't see them here. In order to get farmland exemption, they have to be able to prove that they're tilling, that they're making a profit from the land. Right. The large parcel that you're discussing there is basically treed.
Treed?
So.
Okay. All right, but he can, as a tree, the treed area, they can still ask for the exemption, right?
I think they have, I don't remember all the requirements, but it has to be an annual income from the the farm in order to be.
And if so, he says, I get an annual income from these trees,
he has to prove.
Do you challenge?
Does
anybody challenge that when that happens? I'm just asking these, I mean, I know they're silly questions, but.
No.
But somebody's going to pick up the bill for that, and then I just again, when we extend sewer to vacant areas, I get concerned that we're getting into the speculative market, enhancing property values. But then, what is the county? What changes on the county side of the thing? And sometimes it seems that they get in, but then they can get out without any burden. Their taxes don't go up; nothing happens to them, and we don't even have a proposed subdivision or anything there.
No,
right.
Not for
okay.
Not for that piece.
Just things to think about when we extend this stuff.
Any more questions of council?
I believe, Mr. President, that may I?
Mr. Wilson, you may.
I believe that there's no such thing as saying when you plant trees, there's annual income. That's almost impossible to do that. No way you can do that. You plant all a lot fast growing trees all you want. You cannot harvest them over here.
So they don't have to pay anything.
The state forest does that. State forest does that all the time. And I'm pretty sure David, Mr. A. Key will tell you quickly that there's no annual income coming in from loblolly pines.
Depends on the trees. My mother was a farmer for 26 years, a tree farmer, walnuts. It just depends on the trees, I would say. Not that we have that in this area.
Crop off a tree.
I'm just letting you know that there are opportunities to
sure.
reap.
It does not appear to be a tree.
Just to clarify the comment, that's all.
You have a
resolution?
Resolution.
The nut doesn't fall far from the tree either, Mr. President.
Amen to that.
And Mr. Moore, I'm not sure exactly how you just read the first paragraph.
Just read the boundaries.
Oh, boundaries for the proposed Chapel Branch area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District.
Great. Pleasure, Council.
Yeah, so moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Right, any questions? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
I'll say yes, and I kind of wish I owned that tree farm.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you, sir.
And it does give them the opportunity to go to a referendum, so it's not a done deal yet.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's
right.
Correct.
No, I just, again, I don't like to see the county enhance property values. I'd rather see it done other ways.
Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I have four grants for your consideration. The first one is the Chamber of Commerce of Greater Milford. They're requesting $1,000 for their Riverwalk Freedom Festival. This event honors current and retired military personnel. Last grant received was $750, which was $250 from Ms. Deaver and $500 from Mr. Wilson.
Well, I'd like to increase my part of that to $500. If we and about you, Mr. Wilson, well, would you?
I'm a 500.
So they asked for 1,000, correct?
Well, that's actually all right.
500 and 500. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett, to grant $1,000
What was the total they got last time? $1,000?
They got $750.
$750.
Yeah.
We're increasing to $1,000.
$1,000 to the Chamber of Commerce or Greater Milford for festival fireworks expenses.
They need that support, yes, yes.
Being $500 from Mrs. Deaver's account and $500 from Wilson's account. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is Cheers requesting $1,000 for their annual car, truck, and bike show. The show benefits Cheers Sandhill Adult Daycare and Meals on Wheels programs. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Wilson.
I'd like to help out on that, too.
I'll do the same.
Mr. Wilson did 500.
They serve everybody, don't they, or the whole county? Or is that just strictly Georgetown?
No, Cheers does, I mean, in most parts of the county. Not all, but most parts of the county, yeah.
They serve about George Coles County.
Well, I'd like to add...
well, they want $1,000. Why don't we do
Wilson will give 500. Mrs. Deaver will give 500.
I will.
There's 1,000.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll make that motion.
I might be losing it.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Yeah.
Second.
Mr. Wilson.
Second.
To grant $1,000 to Cheer for the car, truck, and bike show fundraiser, being $500 Mrs. Deaver's account and $500 Wilson's account. Questions on the motion?
Good move, Mr. President.
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Starlet?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Milton Little League's requesting $1,000 for their 9-10 All-Star team to represent Delaware in the Eastern Regional Tournaments in Rhode Island. Last grant received was $1,000 from Ms. Deaver for park improvements.
This is big news. This
it is.
This group is being written about by all the sports writers and followed closely. This is just a great, great thing happening here. They're asking for
$1,000.
I could contribute $750.
I'll make that motion. Or second that motion to Mrs. Deaver's.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole. To grant $750 to Mrs. Deaver's account to the Milton Little League for trip expenses to the All-Star, for the All-Star team. 9-10-year-old
All-Star. 9-10-year-old. Mm-hmm.
Questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. The last one is the Nanticoke River Arts Council's requesting funds to support Gallery 107 located in downtown Seaford. The gallery provides a venue for local artists to show their work in place and a place for adults and children to participate in art classes. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant received was $1,500 from Mr. Vincent.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Mr. Wilson. To grant $1,500 from my council bank account to the Nanticoke River Arts Council for general operating expenses. Question on the motion. Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Can I take some of my pictures over there?
Yes, you can. I'm sure you can. They'll be glad to train you in art, I'm sure.
I grew up in Seaford. Yeah, I could.
Close the ordinance introductions. Mr. Moore, you got a few of them, I think.
Yes, we do, Mr. President. The first one is Ms. Deaver's District, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an electrical substation to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.0 acres, more or less.
Is it? Who is it?
This is Delaware Electric Co-op. Okay. It's your district.
I'll certainly introduce that.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
Mm-hmm. The next one is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an MR medium density residential district for multifamily duplex dwelling structures, 24 units, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 9.33 acres, more or less, Mrs. Deaver's district.
I'll introduce that.
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
And the next one is an ordinance grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a beauty salon to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 24,205 square feet, more or less, and it's in Ms. Deaver's district.
Is that a beauty salon?
Mrs. Deaver introduces it.
We need it. Yeah.
Yes. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 6.24 acres, more or less, Mr. Arlett's district.
I shall introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
That is all, Mr.
That's
President.
It. Okay. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Oh, I just would look forward to the time when we tie in level of service on our roads to the amount of development we're approving. We're not doing that. DelDOT's not going to do it. We're going to be stuck with a mess. Well, we've already got a mess, transportation mess.
Any more council comments?
I got a couple of things here. One was back on the airport and airport leases, Todd. I'm just, you know, we look at some of these leases and assignments and subletting and stuff like that. We ought to look and see if there's ways that we can tweak some of this stuff. Or my concern in the future is we write new ones and we get the ability that we seriously don't look at allowing subletting and assignment, because these leases are, this one we saw today was 30-some years or something crazy. We ought to get more in tune with what happens out there, I think, in the marketplace with writing leases and stuff like that.
Mr. Cole, what we have undertaken is, if there is a lease that we, under some of the old terms, we cannot change the terms mm-hmm. during that original lease. But as we're doing new ones or amending, we're putting after that term expires, we do have the right to come back in future leases. So we're trying to take care of that.
The terms seem to be sometimes too long, and again, we seem to be really flexible and I get, you know, I think it sets a precedent when other tenants see this and see the leases aren't all jiving, and they think we're playing possibly favorites or something like that. But anyway, and then the other thing is, in the beginning, when we hear from Mr. Paul Rigger all the time, he's cited many issues, and he comes, and I applaud him for having the patience, and he's pointed out where he thinks there's some problems. And I never hear any comment back and forth about, you know, is he right or wrong? So I just would hope that the council or the staff, when he's right, fine. But if he's right and he cites something that we are not doing properly, that we get informed about that, because he keeps coming back, starting to call me up too. And Dan Kramer calls me up. That's the one I really want to do something about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if he's right about certain issues, about our ordinance is not properly drafted, or we're not addressing something, or we're not being consistent, I think the council needs to be put on notice that there is a problem in that area, and whether see if we want it to address it, if there's any consensus of that. So that's just... not that I'm getting tired of hearing him, but I'm just saying he is very consistent on coming up and pointing out things. And now, Mr. Kramer, I don't mind ignoring Mr. Kramer, but Mr. Rieger is...
I have to say...
I'm only joking for the people out there listening.
I'll second that. I'll second that. Mr. Rieger is coming up with better and better ideas all the time, more realistic, and I appreciate the input. There was one person who wrote to us on the website about the inland bays. I'm not sure if that... anyway, I answered. I gave some history of the buffer regulations around the bays. And I don't know if that's Mr. Brager or not. Looked like it to me. But anyway, I appreciate the input and the questions.
Anything else, Mr. Deaver?
No, sir.
More comments from council? Mr. Arlette?
Mr. Cole, are you finished? Are you finished there, George? You good? Okay. So to follow up, I think I would agree. I think in the end, you know, we hear public comment and we're not permitted to respond or even address them at all, which is the procedure. But I don't know what we do with that information. I kind of take notes, you know, of what is being said, but I think I would agree that we should consider looking at those comments, whomever it might be from the public. Mm. And
even Dan Kramer?
Whomever it might be from the public. Because I think in the end, we need more public input and not less. I think that's really very important. So, but also, I think we should publicly address and acknowledge a huge day yesterday. I know the council president and myself had the opportunity to be over at Allen Harim right here in Harbison for the ribbon cutting, investment of $35 million into this county. And so the longevity of the poultry industry and the farming industry is super important to this county and the state, and I think it was a very big deal for the chairman of the company to fly over here along with a few others from Korea for about 24 hours for this purpose only. It's a very big deal for this county, and I think we should publicly commend and appreciate what they have done. And then number two is also yesterday we had the opportunity to be in Subbyville along with our federal delegation, Senator Carper and Senator Coons, with addressing their water issues. And I kind of think as far as it was a good day to see government at work for the benefit of the public. And I think that's what we do. It's about public safety, and I think that was a public safety issue in my mind, and I think it was very good. And I want to commend publicly our federal partners that they came to address the need in Subbyville.
May I respond?
More comments from council?
I absolutely agree that Alan Harim is a real economic growth benefit. However, there are some issues that have been brought to me about environmental issues, and I'm going to follow those up. And I have spoken with them, and they feel that they meet all laws, and I need to find out what's wrong with our laws.
Comments from council?
Are you speaking about the odor down there?
Mr. Wilson.
I believe Mrs. Beaver's talking about the odor that's as you cross the river, the ditch down there to Harbison.
Well,
all those issues are DENREC issues.
That's exactly right.
Not county council issues.
And I think in addition to that, I think it's very relevant because, as a matter of fact, yesterday while we were there, we did speak to somebody that relocated to this area from, I believe it was Kentucky, perhaps, North Carolina, one of the senior folks at Allen Harim. And he went to his homeowners association meeting as a new resident to the area because he wanted to see what was going on. And it's right there, not about a mile from the plant, as a matter of fact. And a comment was made by some of the homeowners in there that, you know, how irresponsible that Allen Harim is. That's what was being portrayed. And I think that because he is on the inside and knows the facts, he made the correction. So I think in the end, it's good to get the input. More important to get the facts and to realize that the truth of the matter versus just hearsay per se. And I think there is a lot of that in many aspects.
Mm-hmm. This came from a person very high up in the government, and I would like to know why.
Sure.
The waterway has a terrible odor now, so I want to find out.
Sure. That's a very mm-hmm. good question.
Any more comments from council?
Thank you.
Entertain a motion to go to executive session for job applicants' qualifications, personnel, pending litigation, land acquisition.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session. I assume downstairs, Mr. Lawson.